And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC. During this month's Argyle Township Board of Trustees meeting, Sandlot County's Drug Task Force Lieutenant Mike Moore explained the millage proposal that is on the Tuesday, August 4th ballot. There will be a request for the renewal of the Sandlot County Drug Task Force millage of half a mil for 4 years to be used for drug prevention, detection, arrest, and prosecution of persons involved in the distribution of illegal controlled substances and related criminal activity. Approval of the issue would generate about $1,054,046 for the department to fight illegal drugs if the millage is approved. Moore also provided an overview of the annual Drug Task Force report on the accomplishments the department has done regarding illegal drug enforcement. A Huron County man is facing felony charges following his arraignment today before Judge Julian Ferris. Mr. Spencer is charged with assault with intent to do great bodily harm by strangulation and domestic violence. Prosecutors have argued for a higher bond, citing alleged death threats made by the defendant and a history of similar incidents reported by the victim. The defense, now represented by appointed attorney Martin Przondek, noted the defendant's long-term community ties and requested a GPS tether as an alternative to cash bond. Judge Ferris maintained the bond at $25,000 cash or surety and issued a strict no-contact order, which has been entered into lien. The case moves to a probable cause conference on August 7th, followed by a preliminary examination on August 20th. And Tuscola County voters will head to the polls Tuesday, August 4th, for Michigan's primary election. Republican and Democratic voters will choose nominees for governor, U.S. Senate, Congress, state representative, county and township offices, along with precinct delegate races. Several county and local ballot proposals will also be decided. Early voting begins Saturday, July 25th, and continues through Sunday, August 2nd, with voting centers open daily from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Voters will cast ballots at designated early voting locations based on their township or city of residence. On primary election day, August 4th, polls will be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. at each voter's regular precinct polling place throughout Tuscola County. County officials remind voters that all polling locations are fully accessible and equipped with accessible voting equipment, including audio and braille ballot options. Sample ballots, polling place information, and election night results are available through the Tuscola County Clerk's election website. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
You're invited for a free All-Star Country Concert Wednesday, August 12th at the Grandstands during the Huron Community Fair, brought to you in part by Bayport State Bank. This is RC Wise from Bayport State Bank. There is limited seating, so get to the Grandstands early for best seating. The All-Star Country Music Concert features three different country bands: Waylon Hannell, Chase Murphy and the Backroads Band, and my good buddy, Randy Smeglinski. They will be lighting up the stage at 7 p.m. and play through 9:30 p.m., rain or shine, on Wednesday, August 12th. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank's 130th year of serving our Huron County community. If you don't bank with Bayport State Bank yet, stop into one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring and find out what real hometown banking is all about. So stop by the Huron Community Fair on Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. for the free All-Star Country Music Concert at the Grandstands, brought to you in part by Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
To kids, summer isn't just time off. It's time spent building confidence and curiosity. But when school meals pause, millions of kids lose access to the food they count on during the school year. As a neighbor-led network, Feeding America is deeply rooted in every community, ensuring summer meals continue nourishing growth and potential. Your support puts healthy food within reach, fueling the future for kids and their families. Give now at feedingamerica.org/summerhunger.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.